Welcome to Shomar Shavah Nadav, Shir sponsor, Loi Nishmas, Arim B'Yakov Shom, Olayah B'Siyat Chok. We're holding in Megillah Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, starting from the previous Amud, speaks about the brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, of Bnei Yerushalayim, and then Etzemach Tov Yidavdecho. And the Gemara tells us that we need to have this sequence, because the Kevan Shnei Livnis Yerushalayim, Ba David, once Yerushalayim is built, then David HaMelech comes, and the Gemara brings the pasuk that says, Uvikshus Hashem Elokeihem v'ez David Malkom. And that's what we have a bracha of Yerushalayim, and then we have a bracha for David HaMelech. Now, right away, the question is, why do we mention David over here, and we also mention David in the bracha of Yerushalayim as well? Because in the bracha of Yerushalayim, we say, Yerushalayim yichu b'achem yitoshuv, v'tishka b'dayich k'shedibarto, uv'nei oiso b'kor b'yameinu, we mention David HaMelech over there. Now we have another bracha of Tzemach David Avdecho, Mehiru Satzmiach. Why do we mention it twice? And the Biskrov tells us, speaks about this specific question, why do we mention David in the bracha of Yerushalayim? So the Biskrov brings that it's muchach, that the only way to build Yerushalayim is only with Malchus Beis David. You cannot have the building of Yerushalayim without the Malchus Beis David. That's the reason, says the Biskrov, the Malchus Beis David is mentioned in the Bracha of Yerushalayim. But it's hard to understand, it's still kashe. Why do we mention Malchus Beis David twice? If you want to mention Malchus Beis David, mention it only in the Bracha of Yerushalayim. Why do you mention it afterwards? Another question that comes out really from the Dvarim of the Biskrov, and this is the Marsha points out in the Hemshech Gemara Bayos. Because the Gemara says, Kivan Shabbat David Bosot Filo. So Masha over here, when David comes, then comes the tefillah into Beis HaMikdash. Learns the Masha, the first you have to have the king, Melech HaMashiach, and then only Beis HaMikdash can come. As the Gemara Sanhedrin says, that the mitzvahs the Am Yisrael have, when they go into Eretz Yisrael, is to appoint a king, and then build Beis HaMikdash. And that's as Mashmos of the Biskarov, that you cannot really have Beis HaMikdash without having Malchus Beis David. But when you look at the Bracha Yerushalayim Yecho, they were mentioning Malchus Beis David only in the end. We see Yerushalayim Yechol Be'achamim Teshuv, V'kiseh David Avdechol Meheir L'Soy Chetochin. And it's mentioned this whole bracha before the bracha of Etzemach David Avdechol. So what comes first? Does Malchus Beis David come before Bin Yerushalayim? Or Bin Yerushalayim come before Malchus Beis David? And finally, just to conclude all these questions, really one has to understand. We say Yerushalayim Yechol Be'achamim Teshuv, that's the bracha which comes before Etzemach David. Then we say Etzemach David. Then we say Ritzei. And we end the bracha of Ritzei, Amachzeh Shechinoso Letzion. So again, we're talking about the building of Beis HaMikdash. We're just changing now the term. We spoke about Yerushalayim, and then we speak about Tzion. Why are we talking about it again, and why are we mentioning a different name? To explain all this, is really a chazal in Sefer HaZoyar that the Vilna Gaon comes to expand upon. The chazal tell us that there's two pchinos, there's two concepts that we have. We have a concept called Tzion, and we have a concept called Yerushalayim. What's the difference between Tzion and Yerushalayim? So based on the Vilna Gaon, the pshat is like this. Tzion is the source of Gdusha of Beis HaMikdash. Tzion is a Gdusha which is never removed from Beis HaMikdash. From here, all the Shefa goes. We learned in the Gemara and Yuma, Kim mitzion michla yoifi elokim refiah. The source of all the Shefa in the world, the whole world was created from the Nekudov, in this point called Tzion. That point is Evin Ashiyo Shrimina Hushtas Oilam. That Nekudah is always Kaddish. That Nekudah is never destroyed. There's always Gedusha over there, similar to what we learned in the Gemara in Tiny. So you have Yerushalayim Shalmal, you have a Gedusha Elyoino. Then you have the actual Yerushalayim. The actual Yerushalayim is not only the physical building of Yerushalayim, but it's the Gedusha which comes to be apparent and seen in our own eyes. That's the Yerushalayim that we could see, the Yerushalayim be-tif'arto, Yerushalayim, the Gedusha and the Ruchnius, the spirituality of Yerushalayim out in the street that we have when you have the full building of Beis HaMikdash. Chazal there in Sefer HaZoyar is saying that when Yerushalayim is Nechrov, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol takes the Tzion point that we have and goes up with it to Shemayim and is crying. But when Am Yisrael come back, then you have Shuv Hashem Tzion. Not Shuv Hashem let Tzion. Hashem is not going back to Tzion. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always in Tzion. Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing back Tzion down here to connect the Yerushalayim that comes back. When we go today to the Kotel HaMaharavi and we daven, what is the Gedusha that we have over there? We have their Tzion. Yerushalayim is not built, but we have the Gedusha of Tzion. But once we will have the full building of Beis HaMikdash, then we have the full building of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the thing that gets destroyed, that has a korban. Tzion. Tzion sits and cries for her children. As we say in Tisha B'Av, Tzion haloi tishali. Tzion is crying, where are my children? Yerushalayim is destroyed. We say in the bracha of Tisha B'Av, the special bracha that we had, Baruch Atah Hashem, Minachem Tzion. Tzion will have nechama, it's here crying. Ubon Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is destroyed, you have to rebuild it. So according to this Gevaldik HaYesoid, we understand a little bit the Mahalach of here in HaGemara. Because Yerushalayim is the external building of Yerushalayim. And the Tzion, when we speak about Tzion, we mean when you have the full connection of the Tzion that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings back to connect to the external existence of Yerushalayim. So what's the order? According to what we're learning, Efshar Lomar like this. The external building of Yerushalayim, that comes first. Then comes Mashiach, then comes Ben David. And once these two are built, then you have that full connection of the internal and external Yerushalayim. That's why the sequence of the brachos goes this way. We see Yerushalayim Yechor Be'achim Toshuv. We mentioned there Beis David that comes together Yerushalayim right after Yerushalayim. After that, you have the Tzemach David Avdecho Me'eros Atzmiach, the full fruition of Binyan Beis David, which is not coming together Yerushalayim, it's coming a stage later. And then you have a Magzah Shechinasu L'Tzion, the full connection of the inner Tzion and the outside of Yerushalayim. Because you really have your two brachas, Yerushalayim, which needs to be built, and Tzion that needs to come back and needs to have a Nechama connecting to the outside of Yerushalayim. Obviously, this needs much more biur and much more hachava, but we'll leave with this for now. Anyone wants to join Shomachshava email list, or wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.